Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. The following is a commentary from WMMT's Making Connections News, a series covering the possibilities and challenges we face in rebuilding the Appalachian economy. Today, we hear from Jerry Roll, Executive Director of the Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky, based in Perry County. As a longtime advocate for children and families, Roll is concerned about the lack of reinvestment in the region in response to the declining coal industry.
We do have a crisis, and I often get angry when I see, the most recently Hurricane Sandy up north and Governor Christie talking about that, and he needed billions of dollars to rebuild his boardwalks and bring them back bigger and stronger. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, hello, here we are. We didn't have one big fell swoop, no big hurricane, no big storm. We had a slow, churning, long storm. Here we are in a place that desperately needs revitalizing, rebuilding, reinvestment. So I'm looking to the federal government and to the state government and saying, what can you do to help us recover from our storm?
In the 1970s, Kentucky created a severance tax that was intended to return funds to coal-producing counties for economic development projects that would support the region after the coal was gone. Today, less than 50% of the severance tax funds are returned to coal counties, and as mining has declined, so has revenue from the tax. Again, Jerry Roll.
We have had a coal severance tax in this state for a very, very, very long time. We've put in a lot of water lines. We've done a lot of things that needed to be done, and that's good. But we've also taken a good portion of that money and handed it out like political patronage. Had we saved a little bit of it, if we had put aside 5% over the last 25 years, where we would be today would be way different than where we are. We need to think about our future while we're using the resources we have today. Our state could set aside a little bit of what's left in our severance tax just for the community and figure out how to let the community decide how to use those resources to best rebuild our economy.
Jerry Roll believes it's going to take both local people working together and outside resources to rebuild the region.
No matter which side of the coal debate you're on, you can be pretty sure that coal's never going to come back like it has been in the past. So we have to think about how to move forward from here. And in order to do that, we have to act like a community. We have to talk to each other. That's why we started this community foundation. It was about creating a hub or a network of people and groups and communities that really just wanted to look forward and think forward. So first we work on building our community and then building our capacity to use the money that we have effectively. And then the last thing we work on is the endowment building. And we think if we put all three of those things together, we can really move forward. But the work that it's going to take to transition the economy in our region, it's going to take a long time, it's going to be hard, and it's going to be expensive. So it's going to take all of us. It's going to take private, it's going to take public, it's going to take all the government resources we can muster. What I would say to our nation and to our government officials is, we're willing to work hard. We're willing to be accountable. We're willing to make sure that we use those resources wisely. But you need to step up with the resources and let us put them to work.
Again, that was Jerry Roll, Executive Director of the Foundation for Appalachian Kentucky, with a Making Connections News commentary. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.